Good to have you with us this morning. Good to see Brother Norris and his wife here with us today.
Amen.
How many remember Brother Norris McCulloch? Is that his name? Brother Norris McCulloch. How many of you remember him? There's just very few of you. He was over some time ago over in the old church one night and preached for us and done a wonderful job. And I know the guy that used to work with him and all. I just love you to death. We love you, Brother Norris, you and your wife. We're glad to have you with us here this morning.
And
I know he pastored a church for I don't know how many years. Was that up around Danville, or where was that at, Brother Norris?
Houstonville, up close to Danville.
Up close to Danville. How many years did he pastor up there?
About
25 years.
Praise the Lord.
And his health has sort of got to him now. But he still has that desire.
Amen.
We're glad to have him with us.
Yes.
A man that served God for many years, but in his time. We're glad to have him with
Amen.
Us. And I'm sure he's probably done for God more than I'll ever know. But we're glad to have you with him. But God is God this morning, church.
Yes, man.
God is God this morning. If you have your Bibles, and you may say, well, we've just read this, or you're preaching, or taught it, or I've heard it, or something, and maybe you have, but you're going to hear it again. Maybe not the way you heard it before. Look with me in Psalms 86. Psalms 86. Has everybody had a good week this week?
Amen.
Has anybody had a bad week? One lady's had a bad week. Well, we'll pray for you here just shortly.
Amen.
And stand with us this morning. Psalms 86. While you find it. We're not going to tarry too long this morning. I'm not going to say just how long the Lord will keep you.
That's right.
But listen to it as we read through it, because I know there's no way possible that we can preach all this morning in a short time. Psalms 86, is this was a David, a prayer of David, one of five prayers in Psalms, and it's called the Book of Prayers. And listen to what David said. He said, bow down thine ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve or keep my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry or pray unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant. For unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. This is verse 5. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to what?
Forgive us.
And plenteous in mercy unto all them that do what? That call upon him or thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer. And attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord. Neither are thou any works like unto thy works.
Amen.
All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord. Before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. Has anybody come to glorify the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Verse 10, it said, for thou art great. How many believe God is great?
Amen.
And doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth, unite my heart to fear or to love thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore.
Amen.
For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul
Amen.
From the lowest hell. Heavenly Father, we come humbly before the throne of grace once again this morning. Father, we come this morning with many needs on our hearts, many burdens, Lord, that we sense are here today. Heavenly Father, we come to You this morning knowing, God, that You are the one that can comfort. You're the one that can deliver us from the world of evil here this morning. Heavenly Father, we pray this morning, God, as we come together and worship You and look to You this morning. Father, we just ask, God, now that every heart will be open, God, to receive what You have for us, whether it may be little or it may be mighty. Father, we know, God, that You're here this morning, and we know that You're here to reach out to Your people and bless them. Father, we just ask, God, now, once again this morning, that You take this word of Yours and You bless it to every ear and every heart that sits in this building here. And it may be going out, God, across the country today. And God, we just pray this morning, whoever hears this message this morning, Lord, just let them know, God, that it's coming from You. And just let them know that He's the same God out there, wherever they may hear it at, this morning as they are right here in this building. Father, we ask, God, that You will bless this morning. And God, we understand that we are just human beings this morning. We understand that we're servants of You this morning, God. We understand this morning, God, that our power is limited this morning, but we also understand that we have a God this morning that has unlimited power. So God, we just ask, Lord, now that every heart will be obedient. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
As I begin to look at this, and I've said a lot of times, that when I get down and when I get out, sort of to speak, in other words, when I'm going through a battle, through a situation, does anybody ever go through a battle?
Yes.
Amen. Does anybody ever just get to the part that the road, so to speak, that you don't know where to go to the right or go to the left, yes, but you're there at the fork of a road and you just don't know which one to take?
Yes.
I've been there a lot of times, and I'm sure that you've been there a lot of times too. But I just want you to know this morning that you have a God this morning. Right. If you know Him, that He can come. He can calm the storms that comes up in our lives. How many believe that this morning? That God can calm the storm this morning. So if you're in this building or you're out on the highways, wherever, I want you to know this morning that He is a God of love. He is a God of mercy. But let me also say that He is a God of judgment also this morning. Now, I want you to know that He said that I am a jealous God. He said, I'll not have any other God before me. So God said, there is not but one God. And God said, I'm head. I am the living God this morning. So David, if you read the book of Psalms, and every psalmist wrote David, the book of Psalms, but if you read here in Psalms a lot of times, you will see that people back then are just like people are today. Amen. They had problems. They had troubles. They had trials. And so you go back and it seemed like David was like me. He had a lot of them. And you know, when we have this many problems and all in life, we know the problems is coming. Amen. I'm laying a foundation here for just a minute. We know the problems is coming. So we understand that we're going to have problems as long as we're in this world. We understand that there's going to be sickness, Brother Mark. We understand that there's going to be trials. We understand that there are going to be hard times as well as good times. We understand today, or should understand, that we have an appointed time to stay here, and then we have an appointed time that we're going to pass and go on over. So it's not that we don't understand, the problems that we're living in a problem world. It's not that we don't understand that. What we don't understand a lot of times is where to go to, with our problems. So if we know, Brother Gilbert, if we're having problems, and we know God this morning is being God, Then pray the Lord this morning. Then we need to know, or should know, where to take these problems to.
Amen.
So David here, he knew exactly, amen, where to take his problems. Amen. Do you know this morning, church? Do you know this morning where to take your problems to? Amen. You can't put your problems out there on the Facebook and expect to get them solved. Amen.
Amen.
You can't run from here to there and expect to get your problems solved. Amen. Because I've got enough problems of my own. Now, you may come to the pastor here with a problem, and that's what you're supposed to do a lot of times. But I can't solve your problems, but I can help you by praying with you. And if you will come to me with problems, I'll come to you with problems. And if we will pray together, and knowing the same God, Jehovah today, Brother Jim, then we can put these problems in the hand of God, and God can deliver us from a lot of these problems.
Amen.
Amen. So David, he knew, and listen what he said. He said, "Bow down mine ear, O Lord." He said, "And hear me." He said, "For I am poor and needy." Now David was not saying, "I'm hungry." He was not saying, "Hey man, that I don't have a home to live in. I don't have food on my table." David wasn't saying that. David, hey man, had come to problems in his life, and he understood, hey man, that he needed help, hey man. And we understand that we need help, and understand who our helper is, then the problem will be solved a whole lot sooner. David said over in Psalm 122, I believe it was, he said, "I will look to the hills which cometh my help." He said, "Because my help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Amen. And so today, friends, the thing that we need to understand is who God is and who we are. Amen. He said in verse 2, he said, "Preserve my soul, for I am holy or righteous. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee when?
Amen.
I cry unto thee daily." In other words, Brother Alvin was talking about it this morning, and somebody is saying about it this morning. He said, "I cry unto the Lord daily." In other words, the psalmist was saying, "I'll pray unto God daily." Amen. I believe today, church, without a shadow of a doubt, I believe that prayer is the key that answers our open heaven. Amen. I believe that prayer, amen, is the one thing that we need most of all in our life. Amen. It's something I've heard people say, "Well, I don't know how to pray." Amen. Well, you need to learn how to pray. You know how to learn how to pray. We just need to get out somewhere on our feet over here, and we need to just cry out as David did unto God. Amen. The Bible says we don't know how to pray. We don't know what we need in our lives. Amen. But the Bible says that God knows our every need before we ever bring it to Him. And so we know in that, we need to understand that God is God. You're you. You cannot serve the problems of the world. You may not concern. You may not can take care of your own problems. But that's why God is God, and that's why we're who we are. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, he said to bring all of your trials, bring all of your troubles. Jesus said, "Bring them to me." Bring them to me. Why? Because, friends, you may think you've got a problem this morning. Let me tell you something. You don't have a problem this morning that's bigger than God. Right? Did anybody hear that? You may think you've got a big problem, the biggest problem in the world, but I don't care how big your problem is, it's no match For my God is your God.
Amen.
Because God, my power is limited, Lord. Your power is limited.
Amen,
our power is limited, amen. Because it's who we are. But I'm so glad today, church. I'm so glad today that I know a God that has unlimited power. Amen. I know a God today that my Bible tells me that just woke the tomb one day in front of it and he cried aloud, Lazarus, come forth. The man had been dead 4 days, amen. And Jesus said, and everybody else doubted, his sister doubted, the disciples doubted, but Jesus said, and they told Jesus, said Jesus, but he said, where are they at? And Jesus said, they said, Lord, he's been dead 4 days, he's done stinking for now. And the Lord said, that's all right, where are they at? And they led him down to the tomb, a weeping and a crying, not understanding that man that was leading the way. Amen. And he got down there and looked around at the people. The Bible says that Jesus wept.
Yeah.
Jesus wept.
That's right, brother.
He didn't weep, amen, because he felt sorry for Lazarus.
That's right.
That wasn't it. And I've heard people say, I mean, say it sometimes. He didn't weep because he was going to have to bring Lazarus back from the bosom of God. I believe Jesus wept because of the unbelief.
That's right.
I said, I believe that Jesus wept because of the unbelief of his people's hearts. Amen. And Jesus, I believe, looked around and never said a word to them. He turned and he looked at that old tomb. Amen. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible said, Lazarus, amen. And amen. Don't you imagine? Don't you imagine, Lord? That them people, everybody standing there and said, what's the matter with this man?
Yeah.
I called Jesus. He lost his mind. That man, that tomb is done being sealed up. That man is done stinking. What's the matter with him? Cried out to Lazarus. He can't hear the dead speak. But the Bible said, only once I believe that old tomb open, and here come old Lazarus.
Amen.
Well, so is anybody. Here ain't me this morning. Still right in his grave clothes.
Yeah.
Amen. Grave clothes, had his head wrapped up, had his whole body wrapped up. That's the way they buried him back then, according to the Bible. And the Bible said, when he come walking out of that tomb, can you imagine them bunch of unbelieving people there that day?
Yeah,
can you imagine his sister there that doubted Jesus, their Savior, their friend? Can you imagine that? When old Lazarus come walking out of there, probably still with all them wrappings on him. Hey, man, the pain around his head, branded around here, probably lost a little short self. Hey, man, I don't know how, but I know the Bible said his family grave, folks. But let me tell you something. When Jesus Christ Lazarus come forth, he got up and he came forth. I didn't know this was going to preach this way this morning, but I reckon it's preaching all right, ain't it? Amen. And the Bible said, when he came forth, them people was probably confounded then. They were probably standing with a sign, see, like I'm standing to you. This is Lazarus. Can you hear them clearly? Martha's a cunner. That is our brother. He's a walking, but he ain't a talking. Amen. He's walking, but he ain't talking. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. The curse needs to be loose today. They need to be free. They need to be set free. And be loose if they may get out. You better serve. You say, well, I don't know about that. I don't know what you don't know about it. I just read it. I told you it's in the Bible. Over the book of Luke. Is that where it's at? Or the book of John. Lazarus came out there. Sometimes we allow the enemy. Sometimes we allow the enemy to scare us to death.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we allow the enemy. That's why the back of the church feels a little faster than the front.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Don't y'all quit on me.
Amen.
I said that's the reason the back of the church usually feels up.
Yeah, right.
I tell you what, you go to church, any church building, Brother Gilbert, and start filling up in the back. You ever notice that, brother?
Uh-huh.
You're not over tonight. You ever notice that? Start filling up in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a few lost cat gaming up collections here tonight.
Yeah, brother.
Come on. I tell you what, these people.
Come on now.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
And there's people that will spend $300 for a seat at courtside.
Yeah,
as close to the floor as they can get.
That's right.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
They will. They may go hungry for a week or two, but they want the best seat in the house.
Oh,
amen. Well, I'm going to tell you something, Brother Stephen. You've got the best seat in the house.
Amen.
Spiritual food today.
Yeah, yeah.
But they will. Let me tell you something else. They want to get out there close to the club. Hey, man, well, they can see their ball players. A lot of people made a ball player a god out of their ball player.
Yeah.
I like to watch a good ball game. I do. I'm a sports player.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with me. Don't go out here and say, well, he's preaching on the ball game. I ain't preaching on the ball game. I'm just preaching on you when you miss church and go to the ball game. Hey, man, I got your ball last year. Brother Steve, he said, brother, he said, I come watch Florida Kentucky the last game of the season. What? I said, well, let's come if we get to it. He said, well, he said, it's on Sunday. I said, forget it, brother. Forget it. I said, what do you think that church people over there do? Hey, man, when they got the church Sunday morning, hey, man, and their pastor wasn't there, and people got to question him, and saying, well, where's the pastor at this morning? And some of you know that I don't, you would bust a gun or hit hell on me. Hey, man. Well, he told me. I want to tell you, you ain't going to get that much pleasure because that ain't going to happen. On Sunday morning, you're going to find me if I'm going to be in there. You're going to find me in the house of God, brother James, with God's people, praising my God.
Amen.
No wonder there's a lot of people so weak, spiritual, they can't get out of bed. Amen. No wonder they are.
That's right, brother.
They don't talk to him all week.
That's right.
Hey, man. No wonder we get up on Sunday morning. Hey, man, and dread going to church.
Uh-huh.
We ain't talked to the shepherd all week.
Hey, amen, brother.
I'm going to tell you something. You get up every day, and you talk to the master, you talk to the shepherd every day, and you keep on doing that, and keep on doing, not just once, but as many times you feel, and you keep on doing that, and Saturday night, you get up to visit with him. I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to have no trouble rolling out of the bed and coming out to the house of God. Hey, man, you might as well lay out late on Saturday night. I don't care if you do lay out late. I just thought about a pure connection with the Lord. He's going to bring you out of that bed. Why? Because he can give you something, hey, man, that's worth coming to church on. I'm not saying first to save you, but I said it'll help you face things,
amen.
What would you do without a body of Christ? What would you do without a church this morning? I've had people, Brother Bobby, tell me, well, you don't have to go to church to be saved. No, I'm not saying you do. But I know what I got to do. As long as I'm able to go to church, I have a desire to go to God's house, brother. Why? Because I feel like I'm part of something. Hey, man. It may just be a little part that I'm in it, but I'm still a part of something.
Amen.
No, I'm part of something wonderful.
Yes,
brother.
Amen.
I'm part of a growing church. Amen.
Amen.
I'm part of the body of Christ.
Yes, brother. Amen.
I'm just one, but I'm that one. Amen.
Amen.
He's going to come to church, and he's going to pray the Lord for any of the full
sermon.
I've had people sit at me and stare at me. That's all right with me. I'm going to tell you what, when I come to church, I just don't come.
Amen.
I come to church and try to be a blessing to somebody.
Amen.
Amen. I come to church and try to be a blessing to somebody. Amen. And I don't just come to church and try to be a blessing. I come to church, amen, to receive a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. To get this, get my old gas tank filled up.
Amen.
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 You know that Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
You know if you just go and say, Lord, pour it on me. Lord, pour it on me. Most people sitting there saying, Lord, don't open up that plant on me. Don't open up that plant, Lord, on me.
Oh, Lord.
I've seen people, Lord, if you've opened up on it makes them talk funny, act funny, walk funny. Lord, I don't want to do that. Don't open up on me. Well, that's all right, friend. If you don't want to open up on you, tell me, give it to you or share with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you. I'm not going to close my hands.
I don't have to go to church, sister, and just sit there, amen, just to fill up a pew, amen. I'm not coming to church. I want to come to church, and I want to worship the Lord and the Lord. That's right. That's the trouble with the church of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
And we'd come in, amen, with a tithe on. I'm going to get a jar. Look nice on you. May look nice on me, but I'm afraid I'll hang one of these beads.
Woo, brother!
Amen.
Yeah.
I believe God's people. I said, I believe God's people.
Yes.
Needs to be the one that can rejoice in this empty world more than anybody else. Amen. I believe God's people ought to be the ones come together. Oh, I'm sure that there's people, and I'm sure that I used to be one of them. If I could have a song, on New Year's, I would get out, I forget what time it was, and it might be a week later, I'd realize, hey man, that New Year's would come and win at these parties. Boy, I thought it, Brother Ronnie, hell, I thought I had a tiger with a tail, so to speak. Hey man, I thought I had it made. Nobody could tell me nothing. Say, I was one of them smart aleks. Hey man, they know everything. Hey man, nobody could tell me what to do. I know more than anybody else. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. That enemy that was in me was destroying me. But I thank God today for a wife and a mama and a church that didn't quit praying for me. I thank God today, Brother Stephen, that one day Jesus came down. He looked down and I looked up. And I thank God, just like David said, I will look to the hill of the heaven which cometh my help. I realize I need help, church.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, sometimes we got to stop and realize we need help before we can ask for help.
Yeah.
And
amen.
Before we can receive it.
Amen.
There's a world of people out there this morning.
Yes, they are.
He's dying.
Yes.
They're dying. Yes. And they're on their way to hell.
Yes. Yes.
This morning. And sadly to say, some of them's there because they want to be there. And some of them's there just because they're like me. They got out there and they got trapped in that world. Does anybody hear me this morning? Hear me this night?
Amen, yeah, brother.
Am I preaching to myself this morning?
No, brother.
Amen?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. I realized one day that I was lost. And I realized, Stephen, I was on my way to hell.
Yeah, amen.
And I realized I didn't want to go there.
Amen, brother. Yeah.
I realized somewhere down over the years, my younger years, that I heard about a place called hell. A place where the Bible said, beware and die not.
Yeah.
The fire is never quenched.
Yeah.
The screaming and the gnashing of teeth.
Yeah, brother.
Or the pain.
Here,
brother. I read a book of Luke over there where a rich man decided he was going to go there.
Yeah.
Amen. Decided he did. He went there. You know something? If that's where you want to go, the Lord will let you go back. Right?
Yes, He will.
Huh? You say, well, that's pretty still tough. I'm going to tell you the truth whether you like it or not.
Amen.
I said, there is a hell to shun.
Yes, they are, brother.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
And if you want to go to hell, God will let you go.
Yes, He will.
It's not God's choice.
That's right.
So if you decide to go, we need to get one thing clear. It's not this pastor's fault. It's not God's fault.
That's right.
It's not this church's fault. If you go to hell, you're going to go on your own.
Amen, brother.
I'm not going with you.
That's right.
I'm not going with you. Amen. I'll come and walk you to the altar of prayer. I'll come and walk with you through the farm, through whatever battle you're going through.
Brother.
I'll be there for you. Amen. Praying. Put my arms around you. Tell you I love you all the way.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. I don't love you enough to go to hell with you.
That's right.
I do love you enough to try to keep you out of hell.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. I read one day, you say, well, ladder's the only time. They just happened one night. Oh, no. No, I read one night where Jesus walked into town. He had his disciples probably been on the journey. Probably headed in a little town called Nain. And the Bible said just before he got there, sir, that he'd come carrying a roar like a casket. Just a scripture by carrying this young boy out. He had to carry him out.
Yeah.
The Bible said the mother was falling behind him.
We know what it's like to lose a loved one, do we not?
Yeah, bro.
Bible said this little woman was heartbroken. She was weak, and that's right, Brother Marsh. She was weak. And the Bible said they carried her out. Carried him out of there. And Jesus, come up, Brother Donald. And he stopped there. He seen what was going on. Jesus knew what was going on before he ever got back.
That's right, brother.
You say, how did you know if he wasn't there? How did you know?
He was there.
Because Jesus knows that.
Amen.
Amen. And the Bible said he come out. And he just stopped in front of us, Savior. The Bible said this little mother followed behind her weeping and crying. You know what? Because this was the only child she had. Only child she had. She was heartbroken. She was a widow. And now then she lost everything she had. The Bible said Jesus just started. Paraphrase the way you've been, boys. The Bible said you looked at that mother and you had compassion on her.
Yeah, brother. Amen.
If you're here this morning, you're lost. Jesus is looking at you.
Come on, yeah, I tried. Come on,
you
bro.
If you're here this morning, you're lost. I know this message is done not to me. Hey, man.
Yeah,
I believe somebody said you're right now. I said, preacher, hurry up, shut up. I need to get up there and do something. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going to get up there and do something.
Hey, man.
They said, hey, and the Bible said, you stop. I'll see you, Rich, over. I said, wait a minute, boys. The little boys stopped wondering what this man would do. Maybe the Bible said, you Rich, over, got that boy to raise him up. Got him off that man.
Yeah, brother.
The Bible said he took him to land to hear your son.
Yeah, brother.
Instead of a cry, he may not believe they had a shout.
Yeah, brother.
Who won the battle? Who won the battle? I'm talking about a man called Jesus.
Yeah, brother.
And I want you to know, above all people who spoke, this was not the message that I'm going to preach this morning, but this is the message that God has
given me. That is, amen, brother.
I don't know. You may think you're ignorant. I may be ignorant, but I don't know what Jesus said. And I'm going to follow him, brother.
Amen.
I mean, you know why? So why, Brother James, because Jesus knows the way.
Amen.
Somebody get a song. I'm done. Let me go back another year or two and find the scripture again. Y'all be on fire. As they come, you get a song. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, friend, you're walking on thin ice. You're walking on thin ice. Can anybody hear me in the back? You can hear me back there, raise your hand. I said, you're walking with thin ice. What do you mean, preacher? I mean, that death angel can come at any second. You say, preacher, don't scare me that way. Well, you're not trying to scare me. No, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to do anything. I am telling you the truth. There are only two places, one of two places you're going to spend eternity. That's either heaven or that's either hell. I hear things so long as I get on my death. Let me tell you, death can come off quick.
Man, brother,
and it can come off quick. You may not have that chance. You may not have that opportunity. And even if you did, if you were on your deathbed, I just want you to know you're missing out on a joyful life. A joyful life of knowing Jesus Christ. A joyful life in serving Him this morning. So you see, life's about choices. Life's about choices. You see, it's not my choice this morning. It's not the church choice this morning. It's not Jesus' choice this morning. But it's your choice. It is your choice.
Yeah.
The Lord has given you that choice.
That's right.
Of where you come.
Amen.
And receive Him of whether you don't. Now Jesus, the church has given you an opportunity. His pastor has given you an opportunity. And God has given you an opportunity. Now what are you going to do that opportunity? You know, this could be your last opportunity. I'm not saying it is, because I don't know. But I'm just telling you the truth. It could be.
Yes.
It could be your last chance. It could be your last opportunity. And my friend, to die without Jesus.
Amen.
To die without God, the Bible says, is a fearful thing.
Yes, it is.
It's a fearful thing.
Yes.
In about 2 or 3 minutes,
you can make a way not to go with that devil's hand. I do to make a short walk out.
Yes, brother.
And give my heart to the Lord and take my chances with Him. And walk out this door this morning and take my chances.
Amen.
And take my chances on having another chance or another opportunity. You might say, well, preacher, this is the first time ever I've been here. I don't know these people. We're just people like you.
Right, brother.
We're just flesh and blood.
Amen.
We're just God's creation, brother B. Amen. We're God's creation. And God is no respecter of us this morning. God loves you as much as He loves me. He does. Where is it at in your soul this morning? This is the most important, part of this service. Of everything that we've said or heard, right now is the most important part. Because right now is decision time for somebody.
Yes, it is.
And I want you to know, you don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to be afraid. Year to year. And you didn't come to pray, you won't have to pray alone. I promise you that. When you come this morning, if you've tried drugs, if you've tried alcohol, if you've tried eating and everything else, and you're here this morning, you're here for a reason. You're here because you're finding out these things are not going to work. When you come and try Jesus this morning,